It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. On the phone with us, Christy Stillwell. How are you this morning?
I am doing fantastic.
All right, so you are with the Hardin County Head Start Program. Can you tell us why we're talking this morning?
All right, so I work for Central Kentucky Community Action Head Start. We service six counties, Hardin County being one of them. We currently have two locations in Hardin County, one in Elizabethtown, in the old Seventh Valley building behind KFC. And then we also have a brand new building in Radcliffe off of South Wilson and Logan Street. We are currently accepting 3- and 4-year-olds for our preschool program that has a curriculum-based academic program. We teach social-emotional skills as well as the academics. To apply, they can contact 270-900-4831, which is the main office number, or they can follow us on our Facebook page for Central Kentucky Community Action Council, or they can apply online at centralkentuckyheadstart.org.
And again, this is for 3- and 4-year-olds, and you've got some open spots. When will it actually start for the year for you guys?
Well, we actually start this coming Monday. We are actually going to go all virtual until at least September 28th to follow Governor Andy Beshear's guidelines he had set. And from there, we're following the guidelines that he sets, as well as following, kind of taking in consideration the local school districts as well and what they do.
And that Facebook page, what's that one called?
Central Kentucky Community Action Council.
All right. So if you've got a 3- or 4-year-old and you're interested in getting them into some great programs to get them ready for big boy and big girl school when they get a little older, you reach out to those folks and they've got a spot for you, and that'll kick off on Monday.
Yes. And when you apply, you will need income verification, which is like a W-2, a 1040, a pay stub. Birth verification of their child, which can be a birth certificate, immunization record, or insurance card. And if you are a foster parent or have temporary custody, we need a copy of the court document and foster reimbursement.
Excellent. That's Christy Stillwell. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you.
It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3.